News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJGR. It's Matt Desch, and join me on the phone with an update on what's happening in D.C. is Montana U.S. Senator Steve Daines. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Did you get any snow?
We got a little bit of snow, yeah, and it's kind of icy this morning here in Kalispell, but yeah, we haven't got a ton of snow yet. Up in the mountains, they're getting a good amount, though.
We finally got some. I left my hometown, Bozeman, since 1964. It goes back a ways, but we finally got snow last night. My wife sent me some pictures, so we really need it, like you guys do, too.
Yeah, we all need a lot of snow this year. So, Senator Daines, why have you partnered with a number of other senators to send a letter to President Joe Biden pushing back on the vaccine mandates that will impact truckers and other essential workers crossing the U.S.-Canada border?
Well, these mandates are Washington, D.C. overreach at its worst. I think it's unconstitutional. I think it's unlawful. And there's so much hypocrisy here when you think about the northern border versus the southern border. Here, President Biden wants to force essential workers, truckers, to be vaxxed to cross the northern border. But what about all the illegal immigrants flooding the southern border, 1.7 million, and most of them are not vaccinated? And the other problem we have is you start putting these vax mandates in place for truckers. That's going to increase prices because it's going to continue to create problems for the supply chain. We've got a trucking company there in Kalispell that we've just heard from that they believe that would affect 90% of their workforce.
Holy cow.
So this would just be devastating, and that's one of many reasons we're fighting back against this mandate.
That makes sense. And recent economic reports show that inflation has reached 6.8% from last year, which is the fastest increase in 39 years. What can be done at the federal level to curb the inflation?
Well, the problem with inflation is that it's been caused by this administration, by President Biden and the left. They have launched these massive spending bills, trillions of dollars of spending. They're also killing Made in America energy. They killed the Keystone Pipeline, stopping new leases on federal lands for oil and gas. And then these mandates create further supply chain disruptions, which create shortages and which also raise prices. So this storm's been created by this administration. Beef prices at the grocery store up over 24%, even eggs up nearly 10%. Energy prices for Montanans, we expect, will be up 50% this winter to heat their home versus last year. So we've got to stop this reckless tax and spending spree. The Democrats are trying to push through this massive, what appears to be now a $5 trillion spending bill that'll add $3 trillion to our national debt. That's what I'm fighting every day back in Washington to stop that, to protect Montanans.
Yeah, speaking of that Build Back Better bill, didn't President Biden say that it pays for itself?
He said that. That was a lie. It does not pay for itself. An independent analysis by the Congressional Budget Office, it's nonpartisan, said it'll increase the debt by $3 trillion. Listen, we just need one Democrat to oppose this. Every single Republican is opposed to this bill. We just need one Democrat to oppose it. I would hope that Senator Tester would join me in opposing it, and it will stop because the Senate is divided 50-50. Every Republican's opposed to it. If we could just get one Democrat to say no, I think it'd be a wonderful Christmas present we give back to the people of Montana.
That's right. And you also joined a recent effort asking the USDA to suspend beef imports from Brazil. What's that about?
Well, on the issue of beef and Brazil, first of all, Montana ranchers produce the best beef in the world, and we need to do everything to make sure it stays that way. But I'm really concerned by Brazil's failure to report a dangerous disease that's found in their cattle that could contaminate and jeopardize Montana beef. They call this BSE. And so I'm pushing the Biden administration to suspend all fresh beef imports from Brazil, so we can maintain the high standards of food safety in the United States and protect our Montana ranchers.
Yeah, we have over 2 million cows in Montana, so we have two for every one person. It doesn't make sense to be importing beef from Brazil.
We can't risk, as we say in Montana, our franchise. The franchise in Montana is agriculture.
Yeah.
It's our number one economic driver. My my Montana roots go back five generations to wheat country up there by Great Falls up near Conrad. It's our farmers and our ranchers that not only drive our economy in Montana, but also our culture, our way of life is rural, it's agriculture, and we have to do everything we can to protect it.
That's right. And so coming up this Saturday in college football, the Montana State Bobcats are playing the South Dakota State Jackrabbits in a playoff game in Bozeman. What's your prediction for that game, and have you made a wager with the South Dakota Senator yet?
Well, we're going to be talking about that today. You know, I'm a graduate of Montana State University in 1984. Our daughter graduated from MSU with a teaching degree. She was the MSU homecoming queen years
nice.
Ago. Our son graduated from Montana State. Our other daughter did, so we are Bobcats. My dad's a Grizzly. He went to the University of Montana. But I'm all in for the Bobcats. That game last Saturday when they beat Sam Houston was just amazing. That touchdown, Tommy Mellott from Butte, Montana, a freshman engineering student. We're so proud of Tommy and the Bobcats. I think we're going to have a great day. We got that home field advantage on Saturday. It's already a sellout crowd. We'll be there. I'm going to wager Senator Rounds. He's the senator from South Dakota. He went to South Dakota State.
Oh, funny.
I'm a Bobcat. He also was the former governor of South Dakota. And I told Mike Rounds yesterday, I said, Mike, I've never seen a Bobcat running away from a jackrabbit. I've spent a lot of time outside. So I think the Cats are going to win that thing and be on the way to the national championship in Frisco, Texas, January 8th.
That would be very cool to see. So one last question. What's the Danes family got planned for Christmas?
Well, you know, growing up in Montana and having a Scandinavian heritage, my great-great-grandma was a Norwegian that homesteaded up by Conrad. And when you grow up with Scandinavian traditions, Swedish and Norwegian, it's oftentimes all about Christmas Eve. And so we honor that tradition in our family. We like to read the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2 as a family before we open presents. We usually have a big meal on Christmas Eve. My mom oftentimes will cook lutefisk with my Norwegian heritage, which I always have a little bit to honor my mom, but I can tell you it would be my first choice if I was eating out. And but that'll be our tradition. We'll have family home, and we always love to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, I have a Norwegian heritage too, and we always have lefse at Christmas time.
You know, lefse is always good with some butter and some sugar on it for sure, and some cinnamon perhaps. So I'm a fan of lefse. I still haven't quite become a fan of the lutefisk club,
no.
But maybe it'll grow on me someday.
Maybe or maybe not.
Or maybe not is right.
Oh, man. All right, Senator Danes, thanks for joining me on the radio today.
Yeah, glad to join you, Matt. Thank you.
Yep, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.